Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Dalet, and we start a new perek, a new world, in perek Kol HaBasar, the eighth perek of Maseches Chulin, as we continue issues relating to food items. First couple of prakim we had in Yoni Shechita and Trefus, and then we had what happens about an animal inside of another animal, Behema Makasha. Then we had two mitzvahs related to other in Yoni Shechita, Kisi Adam and Osovas Beno and Kisi Adam. Then we got into Inyanim of Kashrus related to Gid Hanasha, and now we're up to the Perek relating to Basa V'Chalav and other issues of Tarovis, going from Kuf Gimel all the way till we get to a Ha'arva Harotev on Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. So Kala Basa, we know the Torah tells us three times, Lo Savasha Gedi Bachalei Bimo, it never says anywhere not to eat Basa V'Chalav, but it says do not cook Basa V'Chalav, Bachalei Bimo, and we'll have a Machlokas later on in the Perek how to understand that, but the Shita that is most well known, and Rashi quotes this ala Torah, is that it says it three times, one to aser eating basar b'chalav, one to aser getting benefit from basar b'chalav, and one to aser cooking basar b'chalav. Each one of those is separately aser daraisa, meaning it doesn't matter if I have no plans to eat it. If I cook it, and it is edible, and it could be eaten afterwards, the iser of bishul basar b'chalav is itself going to be usher. This parak we'll discuss, and Hashem, we will go into it as we get to the sugyas. Every phrase in that iser is a discussion. Bishul, basar, b'chalav. What's bishul? What's basar? What's chalav? Right? Each one of those. What bishul? We had in the last parak, we had other ways of processes that are considered cooking. What about maliach karoseach? What about kavish kimavushal? What about sli? Right? What are those? What about tigun? Frying? Right? So all of those. Bishul basar chalav. What is the halacha regarding that? What processes? Then basar. What is basar? We know there are different types of basar. There's basar beef. There's basar chicken. There's basar fish. So what does basar mean? And chalav. What does chalav mean? There's chalav of a cow, and there's chalav of a goat, and there's chalav of a coconut. Right, so what is the Isser Bishol Basar B'chalav on a Daraisa level, on a Darabana level? So that is all discussed here and in the beginning of Basar B'chalav in Yeradeh. Yeradeh has been Pei Ches or Pei Zayin. Pei Zayin is where Hilchos Basar B'chalav starts, and it starts off. Kasev Batorah, just reading from the Shulchan Aruch. Kasev Batorah, lo savashal gedi b'chalei vimo. Shalosh pa'amim, echal iser bishul, v'echal iser achila, v'echal iser ana. V'hotzi achila b'lashon bishul lomar. Why does it say, again, quoting from the Brisa later on, why does it say lashon bishul if it means achila? She'enu asa min ha-Torah el derech bishul. Right, it's only asa min ha-Torah if it's derech bishul. If I eat milk and meat together, not cooked together, that's not going to be asa daraisa. Right, it's going to be asa drabanan, but not asa daraisa. Avami drabanan asa b'chol inyan. Drabanan is asa b'chol inyan. And then kol basa, the Rama adds, kol basa b'chol av sheinu asa min ha-Torah mutar b'hana. Only Isser Hana is when it's Basa B'chalav Daraisa. Okay, and then the Shulchan Aruch continues again. We're going to get to this, but let's just get an overview now from the Shulchan Aruch. Gedila Dafka. Dehu Adin Shor Seva Eis. It doesn't have to be goat. It could be any type of beef. Veloshna Bachalev Imo. And it doesn't have to be its mother's milk. It could be any cow's milk. Veloshna Bachalav Acheres. Ela Shadibar HaKasav Behove. Okay, we'll get to that. Only kosher animals. We'll see a lot about that. Basar b'chalav, as we will see, Be'ez Hashem later on Daf Kuf Ches, Basar b'chalav is called a chiddush. It's called a chiddush by the Gemara. The question is, what exactly is the chiddush of Basar b'chalav? Kuf Ches Amar Aleph. Mi'basar b'chalav my time alo garbina de chiddushu. We mention often that chiddush means davar hasosir es haklal, something that goes against the normal rule of the Torah, the normal system. So what makes basar b'chalav a chiddush? That's a machlok, that's Rashi and Tosfos there. Rashi says, because after all, each of them separately are mutter. You put them together, they become usser. Where else do you have that? Usually, two ingredients that are mutter do not create a mixture that is usser, right? This is discussed also by kilayim. Kilayim also, obviously, tzemer and pishtim is mutter by itself, and then you put it together, it is usser. So too, that's the chiddush element of basar b'chalav, according to Rashi. Others say that it's only usser if you cook it together. But if you just put it together, it's not going to be usser. That's also something unusual. Usually if you have a taroves, So a tarovitz is either mutter or aser. And here, if you have a tarovitz, it's mutter, it's only aser if it is cooked. Okay. Those are two suggestions that are given. Right. Tosas doesn't like Rashi's shot because what about kilayim? Right. So that's what Tosas says over there, that it's because it's the unique element of cooking and not just having it. And not just having it together. There's a lot of tamei hamitzvahs when it comes to basa b'chalav as well, that the mefarshim, the Rishonim already discussed. The Rambam, Kedarko Bakodesh in Mara Nevuchim, adds this to the list of many mitzvahs that he talks about related to Avodah Zarah. That the Odei Avodah Zarah used to use basa b'chalav in their services of their idols, and therefore we are not allowed to be involved in that. Ein rachok etzli, says the Rambam, chelek gimel perek memches in Mar Nevuchim. Ein rachok etzli sheyesh bo reach avodah zarah. Ulai kacha you osin ba avoda me avodoseha o bechag me chagehem. Right, where does the Rambam get that from? Lotvash gadi bechalev imo is written next to Yantif. Right, so that's why it could be that that's related to their chagim. Umimasha mechazik ze etzli zachar haTorah oso shnei pa'amim. Tchila mashet tziv salav im mitzvah sachag shalosh pa'amim bashana yira'ah kol zochorcha ki'ilu amar be'ez chageichem uboachem lufanai lo tevashel matevashel sham al derek ploni k'mo sheheim hayu osim v'ze atam hachazak etzli be'inyan. Right, and that is a very strong reason, says the Rambam, for me, is written by Yantif, because this is what they used to do by their holidays, so you can't do that by your holidays. It's also written by Bikurim, right, by Bikurim. So that also, as we'll see by the Shem of that a little bit later, in the same Pasuk, so go that is, that's Shmos Perachav Gimel Pasuk Yates, Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha Tavi Beis Hashem Alkecha, Losavasha Gediba Chalevi Mo. So again, Bikurim is a gift that we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it could be that they gave gifts to their lahavdil, idols, and it was Basa V'Chalav, and that's why we shouldn't be involved in Basa V'Chalav. That is the Rambam. The Rashbam and the Ibn Ezra, both in Shmos, there, Perachav Gimel, discuss the Achzarius element, meaning maybe Basa V'Chalav is related to Oso V'Espino, is related to Shiluach HaKan, right? Mitzvahs that are supposed to teach us certain types of chemla, compassion. Again, not that the animal, even if we assume that the animal doesn't feel, but even if it does feel, either way, but the mitzvahs, like the Mishnah says in Brachas and Megillah, about Shiluach HaKan, how we're supposed to view it, but either way, for our purposes, we're allowed to learn midos from it. And that's what the Rashbam says, Ginayu adavar ublia v'raftanus. Lechol chaleva im imabanim. You take her milk, you cook her child, her offspring in the milk. That's Achzarius. V'dugma zubo sov espinov v'shiluach hakan. V'lamedcha derech tarbus tziva hakasuf. And that's the Rashbam. And because we eat a lot of animals on Yantif, that's why he says it in the context of Yantif. Good. That's the Ben Ezra too. Many, though, Rishonim talk about the Kabbalistic nature of Basa B'Chalav. Somehow it's metamtem halev. Somehow it closes up the spiritual pores in the heart. Hashem has these items mixed, and you can't put them together, like the Ramban by Kilayim in Vayikra Yutes Yutes, that we're not allowed to have certain mixtures that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't put together. Maybe we're kind of being like God in that way, and therefore it is inappropriate. The Ramban says it by Kilay Behema, and killed that the we're creating new species, so to speak. So Basa B'Chalav isn't creating anything new in terms of starting a line of offspring, but it is within that larger category. Read to the Lashon of the Ramban. Shalola arbev hakochos hamegadlim atzmachim lios yonkim zemizeh. Amar of Simon, Ein lecha kalesav esav milamata, according to Medrash, Ein lo mazel berakia, umake osov omer lo gadel. Right, and Hashem is in charge of all mixtures, and if he doesn't put things together, so then maybe he doesn't want them together. And therefore, that the Klayakar and others are related to that type of idea. Okay, just a couple of ideas relating to the Isser of Basa B'Chalav, and we will get to Be'ez Hashem a lot more as we get into the parak. So here we go, Kalabasar. Kalabasar kuf gimel amabes. Kalabasar, Aser, Lavasha B'Chalav, all Basar. What does all basar mean? We'll see what the Gemara's Havamina is. But any types of meat is usher to cook in milk. As Rashi says, even though the Torah only says gedi, it applies to behemos and chayos and maybe even ofos, as we will talk about. So it's asa levashel b'chalav. The Rishon and the Rashba says, even though it says asa levashel b'chalav, this also means asar lechol b'chalav. Right? We will have to see, is there a relationship between the different isurim? Right? Whenever you have one area of isur, and there are a number of isurim related to it, we have to ask the question of what the relationship is between those isurim. Like we asked by chametz. What is the relationship between the chametz, the isur achila, the isur hana, the isur bal yirabai matzeh? Right? The ran, the isur bal yirabai matzeh is so that you don't come to eat. Right? Siyag daraisa. Are there different shiurim? Remember the beginning of beitza. There might be different shiurim between the isur of achila and the isur of bal yirah and bal yimatzeh. So here too we could ask, is there a relationship between the isur achila, hana, and bishul of basa b'chalav? The Kesef Mishnah. Cannot mention the Kesef Mishnah on today's daf. The Kesef Mishnah, the beginning of Hilchas Tumas Meis, where the Kesef Mishnah says the isur of bishul basa b'chalav is an isur daraisa so that you don't come to eat basa b'chalav. Also on the list of siyag daraisas, that Kesef Mishnah, the beginning of Hilchas Tumas Meis, is Zamba Furish. But that's the Kesef Mishnah discusses there, because not all Tumas, Maga, Masa, Ohel, that's the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Tumas Meis. But the interesting that the Mishnah formulates it as Asa Levashel, even though it also includes the Isur Achila, right? Why would the Mishnah do that? Is it included in that, or is it just Tuadin? Discussion here in the Rashba, in the Ran. Lishna Dekranaka. The Rashba says it, just that mentions Bishul, because that's what the Pasuk says. But Vasa Levashel, Vasa Le'echol Kamar, right? It means both. It's just that the Torah uses that once, that's why, the Mishnah uses that as well. So, Hapkola Basar, Asa Levashel B'chalav, no meat in milk, Chutz, except for fish and grasshoppers. Fish and grasshoppers are allowed. So what's interesting, as we know, is oaf is not in the Mishnah. Chicken is not in the Mishnah. So why is it in the Mishnah? So we'll have to see machlokes tanoim later on. V'yaser lahalos imagvina ala shulchan. Now we start getting into the first Isur Derabanan. There are a number of Isur Derabanan of Asa B'chalav. As we have here, the first one, putting it on the same table. We'll get to, B'ez Hashem, in the coming days, the Isur of eating in proximity with each other. We're going to get to Isurim of making milchik bread. Right? We're going to get to many different Isurim Derabanan of Basar B'chalav. Right here in the first Mishnah, you have the first line, which is Daraisa, and the second line, which is Derabanan. So you're not allowed to put something milchik and something fleishik, milk and meat, on the same table. Chutz, mibsar dagan v'chagavim. And again, except for Psardaga Machagavim, there is no Isser Durabana there. Rashi adds, V'asr Laha'alos, on the bottom. Rashi says, Dilma Asi L'michlenu, Ki Hadati. You can't put it on the same table, because you might come to eat it then together. What do you mean you might come to eat it? Rashi adds, T'kanagi Ubal'i Mehadadi. It'll touch each other and get absorbed one from the other, Bibolea, and therefore, it is also the Maharam right here in the back says, why does Rashi say that? Why does Rashi go in terms of so far that they'll be bolea from each other? Because as we know, the Maharam says, as we'll see in the Gemara, just eating it together, if they're not cooked together, is itself a Derabanan. So if you say you're not allowed to put it on the table because you might come to eat it together because that is a Derabanan, that's a Xerel, as the Gemara is going to say. That's why Rashi suggests the Maharam is forced to say that we're talking about the worry is, as the Gemara is going to say, the worry is that they're going to be on the same table and be boiling hot and then be nivla from each other, and if you eat that, that will be an Issa Daraisa. Right? Because we don't want it to be a Xerel, as we'll talk about in the Gemara, but that's what the Maharam says right here. That's why Rashi says what he says. Because then it will be Aser De'oraisa. Good. If you look at the Mishnah here, fine, nothing controversial. But if you look in the Mishnah in the context of all the other prakim that we've had, and we'll have in the future, the Mishnah leaves off a lot. Right? If you look in the Tosefta, here in the beginning of Perek Ches in Chulin, the Tosefta says, Basa b'chalav noheg, ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz, b'fnei abayis v'shalo b'fnei abayis, b'chulin u'bu mekdashim. Right, we're familiar with all of that from the previous prakim. But the Mishnah doesn't have it here. So why does the Tosefta only have it? All the other Mishnayis, Osov Espino and Kisi Adam and Shiluach HaKan, right, you always have these rules. It applies here and there. And so why isn't it included here? So the Rishonim deal with this. Tosas already discusses this. The Ritva. The Ritva says, well, maybe that's the word kol habasar. Kol includes everything. Kol means to include. Hektish and chutzlaretz. That's that word. Kol includes it all, and that's why you don't have to say it beferish. That is the Ritva's suggestion. Number one. Kol habasar v'kayel v'tani, right? Bein b'chulin, bein mukdashim, bein maris, bein b'chutzlaretz. Another suggestion is that maybe by the other ones, the Isser is clear. The Isser is clear. Oso v'espino. You know what that is, right? Kisi Adam. You know what that is. Here, the Mishnah has to tell us gufa the din. Dehalo tani hacham, yishum delo tani tana noheg, ve'eno noheg, ela bedavar shu baru mefarish, oso hadin hechi noheg, ubame noheg. Awalacha dina gufa itzrach lashminan. Debasa bechala bishulo ba'alma asr afilu eno ocham imenu. The Chiddush is, amazing havamina, the Mishnah has to tell us you can't cook it together even if you have no plans to eat it. Maybe I would have thought that it's all connected. So that's why I tell you, you can't cook it. Can't cook it, period. De lo tema, de ha dechsev lo savashel, haynu lavashel vile'echol. The havamina is that the Isra Bishel is only if you have plans to cook it, so then even the Bishel would be usser. Right, sometimes something is usser even if it's totally on a later event. Big discussion, just thought of now. Big discussion, what about the Isser? There's a Sefer HaChinuch like this. Is there an Isser to be Mekadesh Chayvei Lavin? Or to be Mekadesh Chayvei Krisus even? Chayvei Krisus is meaningless, but even Chayvei Lavin is Usser, there's Tfisas Kiddushin there. So is that Usser by itself if there's never a Bia? Right, just Kiddushin. A Kohen goes over to a Grusha and says, Hari HaMekudesh Shalib at the Mazu. He marries her, he never lives with her. Is that Usser Daraisa? That's a big discussion in the Rishonim. Most assume not. The only Isser is to live with her. There's a Sefer HaChinuch, I think, in Reish Vav, maybe, in the mitzvah, that says otherwise. But again, sometimes you have an act that leads to another act, and the question is the first act only Isser because of the second act? Right? So here too, that's the Havamina, Kamash Malano, the Afilo Bishop, Balchud, Isser, the Chayev Allah. So it has to tell me that din. So because it has to tell me that din, it can't go into all the other details of the Halach. There are other suggestions also. Tosfos discusses why the Tosefta has to say it. The opposite question. Isn't it obvious that the Isra Basa B'chala would apply everywhere else? Right? You could say the other ones, maybe Oso Vespino is said in the context of Kachim. Maybe I would have thought it's limited. Right? Kisi Adam. Maybe I thought, you know, other limits, but why does the Tosefta have to say Beferish? That's Tosfos' Kasha. So Tosfos says, maybe the Chiddush is that Basa B'chala is Chal on Hektish. Maybe you wouldn't have thought that, right? We'll have to see this in the also later on. You have a carbon ola chatas. Maybe you would have thought it's different rules. The Rashbam quoted right here in Tosfos. Well, to get back to this, the Rashbam says maybe the chiddush is that it's knowing in chutz la'aretz. Maybe I would have thought that Bas Bachalov is only in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Dumya de Bikurim. Remember we just said before it's listed next to Bikurim. Kamash Malan. Again, each of these requires its own analysis. We're just mentioning the different opinions. The Rishash here has one more suggestion. He has two. We'll mention one. That maybe you would have thought the Kohanim are allowed to eat it with milk. Because after all, it says elsewhere that Kohanim are able to eat this in a royal manner, whatever makes them, whatever is comfortable. Lamashcha, kederach shamalachim ochlim. So maybe I would have thought that the Kohanim, even though others are aser, but the Kohanim can eat it. They enjoy having their, you know, beef with a little milk, so maybe I would have thought that's mutter, right? That's the mitzvah of the Kohanim. Kamash Malan, no, it applies even to Kadsha. Couple of suggestions. Good, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Hanodim and Abasar, mutter, bebasar, bedagim, vechagavim. If somebody is noder from meat, from basar, what's included in basar? So as we know from Nedarim, Basar goes by Lashon B'nei Adam. So when somebody says Basar, they do not mean fish, and they do not mean grasshoppers. Right? So again, what's not in the Mishnah? It's not in the Mishnah, is Ophos. So we'll have to see. So let's get back to that. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Ha'of Asar Midaraisa. What's Mashma from the Mishnah? From the fact that the Mishnah says that all Basar is Asar except for Dagim Chagavim. It sounds like Ophos is included in the Isser da'oraisa of Basa B'chalav. Right, so the question is it from the word kol, is it from the word usser? The Rishonim discuss it. But either way, it sounds like from the Mishnah that Basar Oph is included in the Isser da'oraisa of Basa B'chalav. So one second. Ha'am look, Rabbi Akiva. So that must be against Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva, ha'amar chayeva ofein emen ha'Torah. Rabbi Akiva says not only is Oph not mi da'oraisa, but even chaya is not da'oraisa. Why? It says gedi. So you want to expand Gedi, so expand it to all behemos. Right, we mentioned yesterday, I think it was yesterday already, right? There are two halachas that are difference between chayas and behemos. Kisi Adam and Chaylev. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's a third. According to Rabbi Akiva, Basav HaChalav. Basav HaChalav is only by behemos and not by chayos. Daraisa. So, one second, Rabbi Akiva would exclude. So is that first line of the Mishnah against Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Akiva excludes Oaf, and our Mishnah seems to include Oaf. But Ema Seifa, but then what about the last line of our Mishnah? Hanoder bin Habasar, Mutter Bibasar, Dagim Vichagavim. Right? Ha'Oaf Asur, Asana Rabbi Akiva. But that is, sounds like Rabbi Akiva, a different Rabbi Akiva, that last line. That Oaf would be included in Basar by Nedarim. Why? De Amar Komili de Mimlachale Shliach Bar Minehu. If a mishaleach ever asks a shliach to get something from the store, and the shliach would go back and ask him, oh, is this okay? That shows that it is the type, right? If somebody says, you know, go get me some candy, please, from the store, and the shliach says, oh, jelly beans okay? That shows that jelly beans is a type of candy, right? If the shliach asks, right, the shliach's not going to say, hey, can you go get me some candy? Oh, is a banana okay? They're not going to say that. Maybe candied banana. But generally not. Why? Well, because bananas are not part of candy. So whatever the shliach would ask about is nechlal in that min. So Rabbi Akiva holds that if a mishaleach asks for basar, he would ask for oaf. The shliach would ask, is oaf okay? That shows it's part of the min. So the last line of the Mishnah includes oaf in basar. That sounds like Rabbi Akiva. So the first line of the Mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva. The second, last line of the Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva. Let's read it. The Tanya, the Brisa says, if somebody makes a neder, they're not allowed to have yurakos, he's allowed to have gourds. Deluin are okay, that's not a Yerek. Rabbi Akiva, Oser. Rabbi Akiva says, no, that's also Oser. Omer lo Rabbi Akiva, v'halo Adam, Omer Adam l'shlucho. A person says to his shliach, kach lanu Yerek, or kach li Yerek. A person says to his shliach, get for me some vegetables, v'hu omer lo matzasi al deluin. And he says, I only found deluin. So the Rabbanan say, you see that deluin are not exactly Yerek, because he had to ask. So, Omar, Lahem, Kena Dover. No, I agree with you exactly about the Metzias, but how you interpret that is differently. Klom Omar, Lo Matzasi, Elakitnis? Right? Does he say, I only found, legumes? No, that's not Yerakos. Ella, Shedluin, Bichlal Yerek, Vein Kitnis, Bichlal Yerek. No, that's exactly my point, says Rabbi Akiva. Right? He would ask about something that's in the category. And that's why it's included. So that's why Rabbi Akiva says, if somebody's no dim in Yerek, so they're usser in Oph. So, Risha Rabbanan Besefer Rabbi Akiva, so that doesn't work out, right? How could it be? Different opinions in both lines. So I'm Rav Yosef, Rabbi Hi, Vanasav Aliba de Tanai. Really, it's Shitas Rabbi. And he splits it. He has a split psak. Binadarm Savalak Rabbi Akiva. In Adarm yells like Rabbi Akiva that anything that the Shliach would ask about is included in the min, and therefore, Nodim and Abasar is Asar Oaf. Bas Basar Bachalav, Savalak Rabbanan. But Bas Bachalav is like the Rabbanan that Oaf is included and Oaf is not, excluded. Fine. That is number one. You know, let's just finish and then we'll, go back. Rabbi Avashi, Amar Kul Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Avashi says, no, maybe the whole thing is like Rabbi Akiva. V'hachi Kamar, meaning even the first line of the Mishnah could be like Rabbi Akiva, where it says, Kalabasar is Asar. What do you mean? It sounds like from there that Oaf is Asar Daraisa. Rabbi Akiva says it's not. V'hachi Kamar, Kalabasar Asar Lavasha Bachalav. Mehen Midivrei Torah, U Mehen Midivrei Sofrim. All Basar is Asar to cook in Chalav, some Daraisa, some Darabanan. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva would say, you're right, Oaf is there, Durabanan. Chutz v'psardaka v'chagavim, she'inam lau midivrei Torah, v'lau midivrei Sofrim. Fish and grasshoppers are not included, even on a Durabanan level. So we're going to talk about that, B'Hashem, right now. Why should there be a difference? If Oaf is not included, Daraisa, why is there a difference between Oaf and fish? Chicken and fish. Well, on a Daraisa level, chicken and fish are both parif. On a Daraisa level. Right, so why did the Rabbanan make Oaf Basar Durabanan and not Dagim Asar Durabanan? So let's talk about it through analyzing a problem with the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Nedarim, the Rambam says, regarding this halacha of Hanodim and Abasar. So seeing this Gemara, there are two Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Nedarim also, but also this one that is a problem. The Rambam says, anything that the Shliach would go back and ask the Mishaleach is included as part of the Min. So, if you're in a place Kol davar shederach hashliach bosa makam lihimalech alav harayu b'chalamin shenemar l'shliach stam. Ketzad, what's the Rambam's example? Makom shedarkon im yishalech adam shliach liknos lo basar stam. In a place where somebody sends somebody to get basar. Va'amar lo matzasi ela dagim, and he says, I only found fish. So im nishpa b'makom zeh. If he would ask for basar and the shliach would come back and say, I only found fish, so that kind of place, he's also going to be asar and fish, because that's what the shliach would ask about. And then the Rambam adds, ubechol makom hanodem an abasar asar bebasar of. Ubekarbayim umutar bechagavim. The Rambam is mechalik between of and dagim. The Rambam says, what's the halacha? Is it part of the min? So exactly, if you ask about the category, so like fish, so then it's asr. And then the Rambam says, but of is always asr. So ask the Kesef Mishnah. Ask the Ran in Nedarim on Daf Nun Dalet, Sarachin. The Gemara here puts together ofos and dagim. The same rule. If you would go and ask about it, then it's part of the min. And if you don't go and ask about it, then it's not part of the min. The Rambam seems to say, of is always asr. He doesn't say, if you go ask about it. Dagim depends. So, what is it? So, two suggestions. First, the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says here, as a Mishnah here quotes the Ran and the Darim, that leads the Rambam B'Tzarachiyin, and he says, the Gemara must be, the Gemara is not telling us that they're exactly the same. Lav lememra, da hamlacha de ofos, havik hamlacha de dagim. It's not the same thing. Reb Avraham in Hahar in Nedarim, Nundalis, is the same idea here as the Kesef Mishnah. Da hamlacha de ofos. What does it mean when you ask about birds? Hainu. De chiyomer l'shluche, aisili bisra, omer l'shlicha, when, you're right, the shliach asks about it. But right when the mishaleach says, could you go get me some meat? The shliach will turn around right then and say, oh, okay, do you want beef or chicken? That's the hamlacha that you do by of. By fish, the shliach's not going to turn around right away and say, oh, you want meat? Okay, you want fish or beef? No. The shliach's only going to do that once he gets there and doesn't find anything. And he only finds fish, so then he'll say, oh, is fish okay too? Meaning, it's also, it would be okay, but it's not a type of. That's the difference, says the Kesef Mishnah, between you're going to ask about both, but when are you going to ask? Dechi amar l'shluche aisli bisra amar l'shlicha ma'abos basar behemo basar of. V'hashta lo migri ofos bahachi. The fact that you ask about of doesn't make it any garua. Tachanami amar lei my bisra bos basar behemo basar chaya. Right? You want deer, or you want lamb, or you want chicken. You know, even by within basar, you know, you could ask a lot. So too, by oaf, or baka, or its own. Aval adagim lo mimlech bereish lichusei, ela ki azil, v'lo ashkach shum mina de bisra, amar lo ashkachna bisra, bo is the icy dagim. And then, v'afilim tisol omar, de mimlech alayo nami bereish lichusei mikol makom, lo mimlech alayo kegavna de mimlech ofos. It's not the same kind of question when you ask about chicken. When you ask about chicken, right, even in restaurants, right, you have, you know, chicken restaurants, and yeah, fish is a different type, even non-kosher, right? There's a different menu. You know, chicken and meat are going to be on the same menu, right? Then fish is going to have a separate fish menu, right? Because that's different. That's the Kesef Mishnah. If you look in the Maharik in Shorish Kufayin Vav, right here, Maharik says in Kufayin Vav, he discusses this, and he has important Lashonos here. Again, also saying that it's not the same, and he adds the line that, you know where the Rambam gets it from and understands that it can't be that Of and Dagim are not the same? Because of our question that we just started off with. Why did the Rabbanan not Aser to Rabbanan Dagim? If Dagim and Of is the exact same thing, so why did the Rabbanan Aser Of also? So that's the question. Mishum de lo havi bechlal basar afi l'inyin hamlacha shliach. Di lo tema achi yiksha lacha. My time a gazer b'of l'inyin isra basar b'chalav. Tfei mi b'dagim. I amr de'ein chilek b'in ofas l'dagim. Ela vadai, important lashon. Tzorech lomar shehim chalukim mitzad atzmusam. De ofos, it's the same thing as the Kesef Mishnah, but he just says it instead of just implying it. De ofos havi tfei bechlal basar b'stamakomos midagim. Right, in stam places, the mahus of of is closer to the mahus of basar. And therefore, that is why people view it like that. Inherently, it's like that. And he says, because the Braisa later on as we will see. Okay, he quotes, but that's an important lashon that the Maharik has. Okay, so that is why also we have this Adrabanan of Basar Of Bechalav, but we don't have this Adrabanan of Basar Dogim Bechalav. Vaiter, Vasar Lahalos. Vasar Lahalos, we get back to the Isidrabanan in our Mishnah. You're not allowed to have meat and milk on the same table. Basar Lahalos. Amar Rav Yosef Shmamina, Basar Of Bechalav Daraisa. Says Rav Yosef, it must be the fact that, again, the Mishnah did not specify and exclude. It must be Basar Of Bechalav is Daraisa. Why? Disagaladach Durabanan. Again, now we're being mitaik in the second line of the Mishnah, where it says you're not allowed to put meat and milk on the same table, and it only says dogim and chagavim are excluded, which means it's also to put chicken and milk on the same table. Why is it also to put chicken and milk on the same table? Even if you actually eat chicken and milk, what's that going to be? It must be also daraisa. Must be also daraisa, because why would we have a gzeira otherwise? Right? Dis talkatayt of terabanan achila gufa gzeira v'yana nigzar ha'ala atu achila. We're going to make a gzeira l'gzeira. If it's hachil is only drabanan, so then that's going to be a gzeira to a gzeira, and says the Gemara, that's not going to work. So therefore it must be that our mission is holding basar of b'chalav is the araisa. And therefore, it is just one gzeira. Umina timra de lo gazrina gzeira l'gzeira. How do we know that you don't make a gzeira l'gzeira before turning over? How do we know that we go there? Important Tosfos. Tosfos umina timra. Says Tosfos. Some places in Shas, the Gemara asks this kind of question. How do you know gzeira l'gzeira? Some places in Shas, the Gemara takes it as a davar pashut. It's okay to have gzeira l'gzeira. Right? Kula chad gzeira hi. It's all good. And some places are somewhere in the middle. Tosfos is not machalik. He just points out that reality. Tosfos says, v'kama makomos amar hi gufa gzeira, v'ana nekam nigzer gzeira l'gzeira. Sometimes it says, it can't be. And the Gemara takes it as a davar pashut. Without looking for a makar. Perakam of the Shabbos, Perakam Malika, and Breish Beitza. Here, it quotes, you can't do that, and then the Gemara looks for a source. So that's somewhere in the middle. It's not so obvious. You need a source. Vachabinan lasui rayal in l'gzera, shala atu achila. V'yesh mekomos nami, degazrinan gzera l'gzera. V'lo cheshinan. So you have all three categories. For sure it's no good, you don't even need a source. For sure it's okay. And it's no good, but what's the source? Three different types of sugyas. And the Tosfos ends off. Ein ledamos gzeiras chachamim zulazu ela b'mekomos shehashas medame. Right, what's the yesod? Chazal knew in their infinite wisdom there are different types of gzeiras. Right, and most of the time when the Gemara assumes that you're allowed to gzeira l'gzeira, it's because kula chad gzeira, which means that the first step won't hold without the second step. So even though it's really two steps, Chazal understood that you need both of them in order even for one of them to exist. Right, so every case is different, says Tosfos. The Ritva here, or the other Rishonim say, maybe here is different because you might have thought that halah and achila are like one thing. Right, it's not like two steps. Not two steps. It's all mishum, you know, eating it daraisa. So again, there's different ways of understanding. Is this case unique? But this is number one. What is the... We're going to get to a source in Challah for Ein Gozrin Gzeira L'Gzeira. But is there a pasuk? So there's no pasuk quoted here, but that's a Rashi, if you remember the beginning of Beitza. Rashi in Beitza Dabeis. Right? Beitza Dabeis quotes, what is the source for Dinim Durabanan Bechlal? Right? Asu Mishmeres, L'Mishmarti. Right? So Rashi quotes, V'hada Aminim B'kulei Shas, Ein Gozrin Gzeira L'Gzeira, Mehai Kronafka, Ushmartem Es Mishmarti, Asu Mishmeres, Klomar Gzeira, L'mishmarti l'torosai. Make a fence law for my Torah. Don't make a fence law for your fence laws. Right below, mishmeres l'mishmeres l'yasu gzera l'gzera. Right, that lashon from Rashi sounds like not just that they wouldn't, but that they couldn't. The Rabbanan are given authority to make laws, to make fence laws for the dinim d'araisa. They're not given the authority to make fence laws for fence laws. So it sounds like it's a pasuk. If you look in the Tashbeis, I don't know if we've ever quoted from here, the Hakdama of the Zohar HaRakia, right? It's one of the Minyan HaMitzvos. It's a poem, like many of the Bahag and others. They wrote a poem for the Minyan HaMitzvos. So he has a beautiful Hakdama there, a long Hakdama, where he talks about different rules and regulations of Minyan HaMitzvos. So there he also talks about the issue of Gzeira L'Gzeira on page Ches in my edition. Says the Tashbeis, Right, he was in the Beis Medrash of the Rivash, right, Talmidim of the Ran. Vatambaze, Shimhaya Hadavar Mispashet Migzera Ligzera, Hayu Osrin Kalatvar Matmat. Inlo Davar Sof. If the rabbis can make a Gzera Ligzera, then they'll see people are in follow. I guess they'll make another Gzera Ligzera, and another Gzera Ligzera. Inlo Davar Sof. Everything's gonna become Usr. So, the Torah doesn't want that. Doesn't want everything to be Usr. He says Mishum Svara, right? Imhaya Hadavar Mispashet Migzera Ligzera, Hayu Osrin Kalatvar Matmat. Al-Kain he-kilu b'isurayen shlo lasos ben gzera. The context here is he's talking about that there are differences, even according to the Rambam, that lo sasar includes derabanan, there are differences between daraises and derabanans. That's in the context of what he is talking about here. Okay, good. So what's the source? So we quoted the Pasuk, but what's the source in Tana'itic literature, Ditznan? The Mishnah says a Meseches Chala. Chalas Chutz La'aretz. The Chala in Chutz La'aretz. What is that? We'll see soon. Let's just read. Necheles im hazar ala shulchan. Chalas Chutz La'aretz. It's also Durabanan. Whatever type of Chala it is. Why is Durabanan? But Chalas Chutz La'aretz is Durabanan. Is allowed to be put on the table if there is a Yisrael there. Yisrael is only Usr. Chalas Chutz La'aretz. Midurabanan, and it's allowed to go on the table. Why? Because even if the czar eats it, it's only in Isidurabanan. So we're not goes there to be mala it on her. Vinitenas, the chalkoen sheyirtzen. You're also allowed to give this chala drabanan to any kohen. Rashi notes even in am haaretz that is not shomer pitahara. You can still give it to the kohen because it's only chala drabanan. So what do you see from there? You see from there that there's no gzera l'gzera because we're not goes there to put chala with a czar, because the whole thing would be Aser Drabanan anyway. So that's the source, and goes to Gzeru L'Gzeru. So Amale Abaya says, wait a second, Bishlama, Iyashmina Chalas Chutz La'aretz Ba'aretz, if you're talking about in Eretz Yisrael, Chalas Chutz La'aretz Ba'aretz, there you could say there's a Havamina to want to make a Gzera. You're in the world of Chalad Araisa. Deika lemigzar misham chalas aretz daraisa velo gazrina an ika lemishma mina. So you can learn from there. Oh, you should, but you don't. El chutz laaretz misham deleka lemigzar hu, but misham chutz laaretz, you would say there's no possibility in the realm of reality to ever get to the isa daraisa. So that's why, you know, you don't make gzera l'gzera in chutz laaretz because it's just not in that world. Aval hacha, but here, isharis le lasuki ofu gvina, asi lasuki basar uvina, umecha basar bechal daraisa. Says Abaya, I don't think it's a good raya. In chalas chutz la'aretz, but chutz la'aretz, it's, you're not even close. You're not in proximity to ever violating the isa daraisa. Where you are, you will never get there. But, basar bechal, there's much more of a chash. So, this example, this specific situation is durabanan. It's of. But it could very well be Basar and Daraisa. So Abai does not like that suggestion. So Maskalur of Shesha, Shesha says that. So Sonin but Sonin who? But what do you mean Abai? You're so nervous, but isn't the case here that we're talking about Shemayale is cold and cold? So even if it's beef, it's going to be Durabanan. Even if it's beef, it's all cold. Amar Abai, you know, Gzeira Shemayale be'ilfis roseach. No, I'm nervous that you're going to bring a boiling pot. So it's the chash is that there's going to be bli and there's going to be daraisa. Says the Gemara, so cliche niyu, but cliche niyu mavashel. But what do you mean? What are you going to bring? You're going to bring a cliche niyu. We know from Shabbos Daf Mem, right? Cliche niyu is not mavashel. Right? The Gemara here is using cliche niyu not only by Hilchos Shabbos but by Hilchos Yerideya. Right? Cliche niyu is not mavashel. So what are you worried about? El gzeira shemayala beilfis rishon. No, we're worried that you might take it into a kli, might take a kli rishon there. And therefore, what might you take in a kli rishon? So rishonim say, both the meat and the milk. Or one of them at least, which will have a blia, for both. And therefore Abaya says, no, you're still nervous. You're still in the world of the Araisa. Therefore Abaya is not happy with that source from Chala. Because here, it's still in proximity of the Araisa, so maybe it would be Gozer, Gzera, L'Gzera here. Masha Enkein, when it comes to Chala. But obviously Rav Sheshes and the others say that it would be, okay. But either way, this is what the Gemara assumes, that we're not gonna make Gzera, L'Gzera. A lot to talk about, here. Let's go in order. First, on Amud Aleph, this big tosfos here about chalas chutz la'aretz. We're not going to do the whole thing, but just to note, what makes chalas chutz la'aretz durabanan? What makes it durabanan? So first of all, the Rambam says even in Eretz Yisrael, if most of the Jews are not in Eretz Yisrael, it's chala durabanan. That's the Rambam shita in Hilchas Chala. That in Bikurim, there is no Hilchas Chala. The Rambam in Hilchas Bikurim says Hey, hey. In Bikurim, the Rambam says, just like Shumas and Maestras, Ein chayavin b'chalav ben haTorah ela be'eret Yisrael bilvad, she'ne'emar ba'acholchem milachem ba'aretz, u'bizman she'kol Yisrael sham, she'ne'emar b'vo'achem, bi'as kolchem v'lo bi'as miksaschem. It's a machlokas Amoraim, I think. Lefich achalav b'zman hazeh, afilu b'yimei Ezra, be'eret Yisrael, ein ela mi'divreim kamash b'yana b'tshuma. Right, the Rambam Shita is, right, that even in the times of Ezra, right, we know, even in the times of Ezra, there was a bit, we think today that it's a problem, that it's a new thing that people don't want to come to Eretz Yisrael, right? There was a base of Migdash that they didn't want to come to Eretz Yisrael, right? That's, it's a 2,000-year-old, problem that people have. But again, even Bizman of Migdash, most of the Jews didn't come from Bavel. They were comfortable there. But again, that's what the Rambam says in Ilchas Bikurim, Chala is only Daraisa, even Bizman HaMikdash, Chala was only Durabanan. Right? That's the Rav. It also says the beginning of Hilchos Trumas. Tosfos here and the Rosh seem to imply that no, that you don't, might not need Bias Kolchem, right? Maybe you only need that for Trumas and Maestros. Maybe Chala is different. There is an important issue discussed by the Rishonim here and elsewhere. So we have Chala Durabanan. Why do we have Chala Durabanan in Chutz Laretz? Chala is Chutz Laretz. Shlo Tishtakech Toras Chala. Right? That's what we don't want to forget. Chala. And the Tosfos here discusses, we're not going to go through it, they used to be misakein having two chalas, right? One chala that you burn and one chala that you give to a kohen katan, right? Different minhagim that they used to have. But the question is, why were they only nohig to have chala durabanan, and we're not, right? Chala is all over the world. What do you mean chala is? Chala is chutz laretz. There's no truma all over the world. Why is there only chala durabanan, not truma durabanan? Right, maybe in the lands right outside of Eretz Yisrael, there's Trumas and Maisers midrabanan in Surya v'Chulu. But why isn't there Truma u'Maiser in all the world, just like the Chala all over the world, midrabanan? So Tosfos says here, because Chala is the most common. Look at the bottom line in Tosfos. V'lechei nireh, she'b'chala yesh yalachas yoser, shol tishtakech, mishol tishaycha, b'chala adam, ha'magav l'isaso. Everybody makes dough, everybody makes Chala, but many people out there aren't farmers. Right, so shlotishtakech, you're always involved in making doughs. We want you to have challah. Not everybody's involved in plowing and harvesting. Aval shumein regilin ba'el balikarkos u'mamrichei tivuos, and therefore it says Tosfos, it's just an issue of more common. So that's more of a practical issue. If you look in Tosfos in Kiddushin has a more lumdish answer. Tosfos says lamid vav amid beis. Tosfos says because challah is different than all the other mitzvos asfulias ba'aretz. You can say this about Bikurim too. Bikurim and Chala are different. Bikurim also, it's about, doesn't make a tevel if you don't take Bikurim. Tosfos elsewhere talks about Bikurim. But here we're talking about Chala. What's Chala? Usually what makes something chayiv in Shumas and Maestros, it grows, you put it in a big pile. What's Chala? Chala, you do something, you need it. Human input is much more involved in the Chala, the Gilgal HaIsa, and therefore it's closer to being a Chovas HaGuf than a Chovas Karka. Says Tosfos, and therefore you would have, that's why it applies midrabanan elsewhere. I'll read you the lashon of Tosfos. V'hainu time at the gazer al achala b'chamakom tfei mitruma u'maiser lafi shachala dome yoser l'chovas haguf shari achiyev ba al yidei gilgol isa shaha adam ose hilkav dinu sheyino b'chamakom avilu b'chutz laretz avot truma u'maiser einan mutalos ela al mishi yesh lo karka v'dami tfei l'chovas haaretz. Beautiful. Right, and then there are other answers in the name of the Yerushalmi. That's an important discussion that the Rishonim have. The other point to mention, again, we don't have time to go into it so much, is the here the discussion of Klisheni, right? Klisheni and Mavashel, as the Gemara says here, why is Klisheni and Mavashel? Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Mem, Defunos Makararos, even though it's boiling hot, but, you know, it's going in the cooling direction. Masha'en Kane, Kli Rishon, and that is why it is different. That's Tosfos and Shabbos Dav Mem. The Yer Sameach, if you remember, in Hilchas Shabbos, has a different shot. He says it's more of too distant, right? We have Kocho and Koach Kocho, right, in other areas of Halacha. So this is too far removed, definitionally, from the source of heat. And that's why it's going to have a difference in halacha. There are exceptions to the rule. One of them we have to mention, because one of them is mentioned right here. Right? Exceptions to Klisheni Eino Mevashel. The Yamshel Shlomo, right here, the Marshal, says it in here, in Simin Ayin Aleph, and he also says it back in Gid HaNoshe, in Zayin Memdalid, Davar Gush. Dovar Gush. If you have a solid item, says the Amshal Shlomo, then you don't have the patur of klisheni. Because after all, what does Tosfos say? It's the walls of the container that do the cooling. But if I have a solid piece of chalent, if I have a baked potato, it's not being cooled by the sides of the walls. And there's by Dovar Gush, a Dovar Gush could cook an uncooked item that's put next to it, even if it's in a klisheni, klishlishi, and that's why the chumra of some, by chalent, having coleslaw and the salad on the same plate as the chalent, if it's still boiling hot, that could be a problem. Vida, says the Amshal Shlomo, she'ein shaya klisheni, ela b'davar ha-misarev, aval chatichas basar, o dog, o orez, even like a rice kind of thing. O duchin, she'ma'aren chamen akadera im hayas ha-ledesbo, dina o kekli rishon. That's the chumra of the Amshal Shlomo, and it said earlier also, he says it in Perek Zayin. Chatichas basar, o dog, b'chol davar shu gush, chol ban shiach shaledes bo, o meid b'chami muso, maflit u'mavliya shapir, v'chulu. Right, and the, many are machmir l'chadchila like that. The Ramah seems to be makel by that case. And the some other poskim are makel. The Shach says the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. The klisheni is klisheni. Okay, that's one exception. The other exception is based on a Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Maisris, the Chachmas Adam quotes this chumra. Even though Yad Soledes Bo is klisheni as Amavashel, but there's something hotter than Yad Soledes Bo. That's based on the Rambam. The Rambam in Maiser, hey. No, I'm sorry, that was Bikurim. Right, the Rambam here in Meiser, Gimel Tesvav, the Rambam says, Shemen, it's when something is Nikvala Meisris, right? Cooking is Nikvala Meisris. So the Rambam says, this is not cooking, this is not a problem, because B'nei She'enim is Hashem B'klisheni. V'im ha'yacham bi'yoser, k'dei she'yichve es hayad, lo yitin l'tochum b'nei She'ukun mispashel. So based on this Rambam, the Chachmas Adam says there's a difference between Yad Soledes Bo and Yad Nichves Bo. If it's even hotter, so then it's going to cook even in a Kli Sheni. Rov Poskim say, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara is not Mechalik between Yad Soledes Bo, Yad Nichves Bo. Okay, that's the Chumar also of the Binas Adam. Okay, others say if you have a humongous Ambatya, a huge Kli Sheni, then also it could be Mavashel if it's Yad Soledes Bo. Okay, different suggestions given. Okay, a lot to talk about by Klisheni, but are the chilukim between Shabbos and Yaredeya? That's also a discussion. For now, we're not going to be mechalik. Next Mishnah. Ha'of ola imagvina ala sholcham ve'ino nechal devir Beishamai. Beishamai says that oaf and cheese could go on the same table. But it cannot be eaten together. Beis Shammai agrees. Beisil omrim lo olav lo nechal. Beis Hillel said, no, you cannot even put it on the same table. Amar Reb Yosi zumikule Beis Shammai mechumer Beis Hillel. And this is one of the examples where Beis Hillel is machmir. The Ran here says, important comment of the Ran, we have a lot of chumris here by Basa Bechalav. There's no isser having pig on your table. There's no isser separate isser drabanan of having pig or nevela on your table. The Ran says we have more chumras by basar b'chalav because it's so common. We always have basar. We always have chalav. So the Ran says we're going to have a lot of chumra by basar b'chalav that we don't have by more chumr isurim because, right, that's what we're used to, right? We have the same concept in the first Tosfos in Psachim by chametz, lo bedili in shemineh. People are always eating chametz, so we need more chumras there. So to here, we need more chumras here. Be'ez shulchan amar, which table are you not allowed to put the two things on? B'shulchan she'ochal olav, by the table that you eat on. Aval b'shulchan she'sodar olav is a tafshel, but the counter where you're just getting the food ready, but you're not eating one from the other. No sin zeb, b'sazeb eino choshesh. There's no problem there with having food next to each other because there's no worry that you're going to take one from the other. Because generally, you see from here, you're not supposed to pick at the food. Right, you see from here, right? What if it's a counter that the whole family always picks at the food before it comes out? Maybe that is the status of the Shulchan. But generally, that's not Derech Eretz according to the Mishnah. Good. Rabbi Yossi, Aina Tanakama. What's Rabbi Yossi adding? The Tanakama quotes the Machlokas. Rabbi Yossi says, oh, this is one of the coolest of Beis Shammai. You're right. V'chi tema achilu gufa yigibinayu. And if you want to say no, there's even a machlokas about the eating. Dekamar Tanakama bahalaka miflagi b'achila lo pligi. The Tanakama says that even Beis Shammai agrees that you're not allowed to eat basar of b'chalav. Rav Ala Malei Rav Yosi b'achila gufe mikulim Beis Shammai mechurim Beis Hillel. Maybe Beis Shammai, according to Rav Yosi's version, holds that you're allowed to even eat chicken and milk. So, v'hatanya, that can't be, because we have b'feirish. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shisha Tvatznan, right, Mishnah in Idias, Shisha Dvar Mikulim Bishabim Mechumer Beiselel, Vizuachas Mayem, Of Ola Imagvina Ala Shochan, Ve'ein Onechal, Devar Beishamai, Beisel Omer Lo Olav Lo Nechal. They both agree you can't eat it. So what's Rabbi Yossi adding? Elaha Kamash Malan, Man Tana Kama Rabbi Yossi. No, the chiddush is that our Tana of our Mishnah first heard this statement anonymously, and then heard the name of Rabbi Yossi, didn't want to change the first version, so just added in a line. Why? Because we wanted to get it, get the right name. Why? Kala Omer, Dabar B'Shem Omro, maybe Geula La'olam. Because, as we know, we want to bring Geula, and therefore, with Tana added in his name. Shenamar, where do we know that from? Vatomer Esther Lamelech B'Shem Mordechai. Right, Esther told Achashverosh, in the name of Mordechai, about Bigson and Sarish. Right, big discussion in the poskim. Do you have to, when you, Omer Davar B'Shem Omro, do you have to quote everybody in the line? What if you heard it from Reuven in the name of Shimon, in the name of Levi, in the name of Yehuda, what Yisachar said? Do you have to quote all of them? So there's a Medrash Tanchumin by Midbar that seems to say yes, but we discussed there's a Gemara Nazir on Daf Nun Vav, which seems to say first and last. Who you heard it from in the name of the original source. Okay, might be a difference in what the tam of that message is, but again, that's a big discussion. Why hasn't the Geula happened yet if we all keep doing this? Okay, one step closer. Tana, we've quoted in the past Rav Atzio Solomon, the beautiful mimer about Mevi Geula Olam, Hashem chooses people who have humility to use for Geula. Esther was used because she didn't take the credit. Moshe was used because he didn't take the credit. Right, Mevi Geula La'olam through them. Tana, Agra Chamua Rebbe Abba, the father-in-law of Rabbi Abba said, Ov Gvina Necholon Ba'apikorin. Ov and Gvina can be eaten Ba'apikorin means hefker, meaning no holds barred. Hu Tani Lav Hu Amar La, and he explained that. Balon Atilas Yadayim Ubalo Kinua Chape. You don't have to wash your hands after you eat cheese, and you don't have to wipe out the inside of your mouth. That's what he allowed. Ov and Gvina, no limits at all. Rav Yitzchak Breidra Mesharshi Ikla LeBei Rav Ashi V'Aisule Gvina Achal Aisule Bisra Achal V'Lo Mashi Yadei. He didn't wash his hands. Amarle V'Atani Agra Chamud Rabbi Abba Ov Gvina Nechalim Bapikorin Ov Gvina In Basu Gvina Lo. I, isn't that only by Ofu Gvina, not by Basar Ugvina? Right, you had Basar Ugvina, Amar Lahu, Animili, Balalia. That's only at night, where you can't see what's on your hands. Avo Biyamama, Hachazina. But during the day, I see. So I don't have to wash my hands. The whole point is a practical measure, so I don't have to wash my hands. The post can discuss. So what about Bizman Azeh? What about if you have light at night? You know, does that make a difference? That's a big discussion. Maybe we'll start with that by the Shem tomorrow when we talk about the issues of what you have to do in between as we start these dafim about that. We'll have to stop here.